Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Mitchell Robinson is reportedly out for game two against the Indiana Pacers, as he's dealing with a left ankle injury. This is unfortunate for the Knicks because we need a fully healthy roster in order to compete in the postseason. If we miss anybody, it means a shortened rotation, other players playing even more minutes, and potentially it could hurt the Knicks. We're going to break down this latest injury report and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Mitchell Robinson will be missing game two with an ankle issue. We are already missing so many players. So many players already out for the Knicks. We cannot miss any more players. We need everybody available. If somebody is missing, what that's going to mean is Tom Thibodeau is either going to implement a seven-man rotation or he's going to play another player off the bench. And if they're going to have to put in a Chua for Mitchell Robinson, that only leaves Alec Burks as the lone player off the bench that the Knicks are going to have to play and hopefully get some type of offense from. Let's go ahead and break down this latest injury report on Mitchell Robinson. According to New York Basketball on the app X, Mitchell Robinson is out of game two with left ankle injury management. Ian Bagley, SNY NBA insider, also gave us the following information on Robinson and that injury. According to Bagley, the Knicks are ruling out Mitchell Robinson out of Wednesday's game two against the Indiana Pacers due to left ankle injury management. Robinson hurt the ankle in the Philadelphia series and had significant surgery on it earlier in the season. The Knicks will presumably turn to Precious Achiuwa in Robinson's absence. If we take a look at game one against the Indiana Pacers, I think we saw something. Mitchell Robinson, even though he was subbing in for Ihart, he really wasn't as effective. And Tom Thibodeau at times chose to play Precious Achiuwa and Mitchell Robinson together. And here's the thing. I don't mind that lineup together. I just don't want to see it unless Miles Turner is on the floor. In my opinion, given the threat that Miles Turner is from the three-point line, you have to put a big out there with him. That means you have to deploy a double big unit. So I would put Mitchell Robinson and Precious Achiuwa out there if Miles Turner is out there. That way you keep Mitchell Robinson in the paint, you prevent anybody from penetrating, and then you have somebody always attached to Miles Turner, making life difficult for him and making sure he has a hard time shooting those threes. If you do that, you'll try to take Miles Turner out of the game and hopefully maximize each and every player on the court and their benefits while they're there. Mitchell Robinson, he is no benefit, no impact to the Knicks being all the way to the three-point line. His main impact is being in the paint, grabbing rebounds, putback dunks, and things like that. We need him in the paint for that. But even against Indiana in game one, he looked like he was laboring. He did not look right. He looked like he was favoring that ankle. So maybe this rest right now will go a long way for the Knicks and Mitchell Robinson and his time with the Knicks during this postseason run. Because let's face it, even though the Knicks are going to have to face Indiana, I think we all believe that the Knicks will beat Indiana. Once they do that, they're going to have to face the Boston Celtics. Most likely. Now, anything can happen. I know that. But if the Knicks face the Celtics in the next round, they are absolutely going to need all hands on deck, everybody healthy, and they're going to need Mitchell Robinson to be as healthy as possible. Because we're talking about a Celtics team that is very dominant, one of the best teams in the regular season for a reason, because of their size and the way they can shoot. We need everybody healthy. But I'm not looking past the Pacers. We're going to need everybody healthy in order to beat them. We're not fully healthy to begin with. We're still missing Julius Randle. A lot of people don't want to mention that. But now going into game two, we might be missing Mitchell Robinson as well, meaning he won't come off the bench. That means a lot of minutes have to be played by Ihart and Precious Achiuwa and maybe Jericho Sims. Who knows? We have no idea who's going to be part of this rotation and if Tom Thibodeau is going to extend it to an 8-man rotation with Mitchell Robinson out. In my opinion, he needs to. If he doesn't, it's going to burn out all of these guys even more. Now, I'm not saying playing heavy minutes in the postseason is something that we don't see other teams do. Every team does it. The problem is, if the Knicks continue to do it, and if we miss one person because of injury, fatigue, or whatever the case may be, the Knicks don't have the personnel on their bench to put in another player and hope that they can do the same thing that the player missing the game can. Because everybody part of this rotation is meaningful, has an impact, plays a role. You can't just substitute somebody in and out because the way we play right now with the roster that we have is extremely tight. And we play that way because we don't have anybody else. We know that. Next man up mentality, sure, but we still need bodies out there that can go out there and make an impact, know their role, know what they need to do out there. You can't just snap your fingers and have that happen. You need to have the players available. Right now, it's safe to say the Knicks do not have the players available that they trust. They have players available, but I don't think Tom Thibodeau is willing to put them out there in a playoff situation. But given the situation we're in right now with all of the injuries, he may be forced to. I may not like it. You may not like it. But Alec Burks, his time on the bench may be coming to an end. He may be forced to play minutes for this Knicks team in the postseason. And you can only hope that he has an impact in the minutes that he's out there for the Knicks. I have no faith in him. I have no trust in him. Each and every game he's played for us during the regular season, I felt like I was watching a player trying to be the player he used to be and failing each and every time. That's what I see when I watch Alec Burks. I don't want to see him play. Honestly, I would rather give those minutes a shake. But if I know Tom Thibodeau and going to where he goes, he normally goes with history, experience, and who he knows best. If you look at the bench, Alec Burks would fit the mold there. So he's probably going to get some minutes. How many minutes? I don't know. That probably depends on the Knicks. They're starting five, foul trouble, who's going to get tired, all of those things. But if worse comes to worse, you're going to see Alec Burks suit up and play some significant minutes for the Knicks. Because any minutes you play in the postseason is significant. Trust me on that. Jalen Brunson, he is going to have another magnificent game. Magical game. Now, I have faith he can do it because when he's on and locked, he cannot be stopped. Nobody can slow him down, and he's going to torch whoever's in front of him. That's exactly what he did in game one against the Pacers, and I expect the same result in game two. Now, I don't know if the Pacers are going to be able to beat the Knicks on the boards again. That's one of the main reasons the game was so close. If the Knicks are able to get the rebounds and get more second chance opportunities, which I expect them to do, they are going to blow out the Pacers, and then they're going to go into game three, 2-0. I fully expect that. This Knicks team right now is locked in. They're focused in a way I've never seen before. I'm so happy to see it. I'm so happy to see Tom Thibodeau continue coaching this team each and every night and not settling, continuing to make adjustments, riding the hot hand, and going with the lineup that you feel has the best chance to win. Sometimes it may be a lineup that you think may not have any chance to win, but for some reason on the floor during that time, they're effective. As a coach, if you see that, you have to allow it. You have to allow them to play. And that's exactly what Tom Thibodeau has been doing. Credit to him. You have to love to see it. It has led to the Knicks winning games, finding a way to win, closing them out, and making sure they find a way to victory and not letting anybody down in the process. They just embody New York. Hustle, heart, and each and every night going out there and leaving everything on the floor, that's New York. That's New York basketball. That's what we're seeing each and every night. I appreciate it. I love it. And even though we're going to miss Mitchell Robinson for tomorrow night's game, I know this Knicks team and their next man up mentality is going to push it to the pace. Take the Pacers all the way and make sure they give them one of the best games possible and close out game two and win that game as well. Mitchell Robinson, he's an important piece for this Knicks team off the bench. Trust me when I say that. But I believe in this Knicks team. I believe they're going to find a way to win. They're going to take game two as well. And they're going to go up 2-0, headed back to Indiana. Jalen Brunson and his superstardom, his superstar play, he's the reason for this. He's what caused all of this. He's the reason for my confidence right now. Because as long as the Knicks have Jalen and nobody can stop Jalen, the Knicks cannot be beaten. But what about you guys? What do you think about this unfortunate news that Mitchell Robinson will miss game two of the playoffs against Indiana because of left ankle injury management? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.